Welcome to Breakthrough Success. I am your host, Mark Roberti, CEO and founder of the Content Marketing Plaza, bringing you three new episodes each week where I and top-level guests teach you how to take your business to the next level and achieve your breakthrough. And one of the big things we all have to do to really grow our businesses and see the success we want to see is get the marketing down. There are so many people who they love creating content. They love, they have this message. They love what they're doing, but you really have to spend time in the marketing in order to get the results. So if you want to get the kind of marketing that leads to the really good business results, this is the episode for you. So today's guest who joins us today, she is the owner and creative director over at Ignite Marketing. She is an entrepreneur, author, small business owner, and sports fanatic. And everything that Ignite Marketing is about comes from over 35 years of her experience as a small business owner, graphics manager, print sales rep, print production flunky, and everything in between. So today's guest for episode 365 of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is none other than Lori Lyons. Lori, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Hi, Mark. It's great to be here.
Lori, I'm so happy to have you on Breakthrough Success. Definitely a lot of different things we could cover within marketing. But before we do that, I'm wondering if you could give us some background to why you started your company, Ignite Marketing, and how you did the marketing to become a big player.
Well, actually, it's kind of funny because I never intended to have this as my business. I had owned a packaging company for years, and with the advent of the internet, which is, you know, ironic, my company was no longer needed. I sold binders and folders and software packaging, and it was before internet. So as internet came, you know, and started becoming a mainstay and business started using and putting their HR manuals online and stuff, my business really wasn't relevant anymore. It became a commodity. So I stopped it and a couple of years later and did a couple of things in between. Some were really cool, some not so much, but and went to work for a digital marketing agency. And I was not technical. I had no idea what I was doing. To this day, I still can't tell you how email flows through because that just blows my mind. But how it flows through the system on a technical basis. I know how it works. But and so I discovered that after being there for a couple of, you know, several months that I was an account manager. And if a client called and said, we need to have this switched, can you make that happen? If I put it in the system and created a support ticket for it and it went through all the things that it has to go through, it may be 4 days before they got their work done, depending on the level of maintenance plan they had. So I discovered that if I learned a little bit about this, and I could fix it for them on the fly, they were happier. The development team was happier because they didn't have to stop doing their really high level development work and fix somebody's year of service or something, you know, or change a line of content, whatever it happened to be. So I just gradually started teaching myself how to do it. And yes, I still have my WordPress for Dummies downstairs from 2010. A little not relevant today, but you know, hey. And so then in 2013, I was laid off and started building websites for friends on the side. I'd learned enough and a friend said, hey, why don't you build mine? I'm like, well, I've never built a website, but if you're willing to be patient, sure. And I did. And he paid me. It was like, okay, this is kind of cool. So, and just word of mouth kept happening. Hey, at the time I was really inexpensive because I didn't know what I was doing. So if you want a cheap website, it's okay. And it's better than what I got. So they'd call me. And so about 2 years, year and a half later, I was also working on the business. A business coach looked at me and she said, Lori, what are you doing? Why aren't you doing websites full time? You're making more money doing websites than you are doing other things. You need to charge more. You need to charge what you're worth and start doing that full time. I'm like, you know, you're right. So the next morning I woke up and Ignite Marketing was born, you know, less than 12 hours after that conversation. And the funny thing was, I didn't even have money for hosting. for myself, because my other business was going so badly. I just couldn't, I wasn't willing to give up on it and let it go. I couldn't see the forest from the trees and thinking, you know what, this is stupid. Why am I, when I'm making money over here? So so that's kind of how I got started. And I had built such a good network through my other business, which was a direct marketing company, which makes it even funnier. It built such a good networking behind me that I've still never really marketed my business. My social media, I'm working on it. I'm trying to build it, but, you know, hadn't had time. So, you know, leveraging systems and things are starting to come into place. And that's my goal, is to start, you know, start putting my infrastructure in place and making it better. So.
And we'll definitely talk about marketing. I do want to hit on one thing that Laura said, which is actually pretty profound, and you don't really see it too often. Let's just like rewind a little bit where she said okay. She talked to a mentor, yes. And then in 12 hours later, she had stuff set up.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about how you were able to, because our lives are very busy, no matter mm-hmm. who you are. So mm-hmm. how are you able to take action so rapidly in 12 hours, even with all this other stuff going on?
I actually think it was probably kind of mulling in my subconscious already, because I kind of saw the writing on the wall. I just was too stubborn to say the other wasn't going to work, because I'd put so much time into it that it was going to have to work, because I'd put so much time into it. And so I was just too stubborn. And once somebody, you know, said, hey, what are you doing? It was kind of like, yeah, you're right. So I kind of had all these, so the minute I freed myself to do that, then this stuff just started pouring out of me. And I'm like, hey, I'm really pretty darn good. Why wasn't I doing this before? I started, you know, I picked up the phone and I started calling people and not sending emails, but I picked up the phone and said, hey, this is what I'm doing. And several times I got the, well, it's about damn time. And the other ones were like, oh, I don't know anybody or whatever. But I just started calling on my network and letting them know what I was doing. And if you know anybody that needs a website, and I literally started one website at a time. I would do anything to get a website. I would barter for a website. I mean, I needed to build a portfolio. So I just did what it took. And it was like the floodgates opened, and it's been great. And it's been great ever since. Like I said, it just, you know, I'm marketing now because I really need to, because it becomes more of a do as I say, not as I do. And I need to lead by example. So that's kind of how it got started. Just old fashioned word of mouth.
And the thing I love about this, where we're heading is like Laura's sharing what she actually did mm-hmm. to do the marketing. It's not like, you know, three different ways to market yourself and then like we don't have a case study or an example or who knows. Like Laura's actually sharing with us how she marketed her business, how she got website clients. And speaking of websites, I mean, websites are a great way in and of themselves to attract clients. I mean, it's pretty obvious if people are paying Laura and a lot of other people for websites, like, you know, they're important, but you just gotta tap into their power. So when you're designing a website, what are some of the things you're looking to do so it's in a better setup when it gets marketed?
The very first thing that I do with my clients is I sit down with them and we do a very long strategy session. They have a questionnaire they have to fill out, and the primary focus of that is what do they do to help their clients? What problems do they solve for their clients? The biggest fallacy a lot of business owners have is that a website is about them. It's not. It's about your clients. Nobody cares who you are. And it's hard to, you know, it's hard to get that across, but I have this certification and I have this degree and I have this and I have this. Fine. We can bury that somewhere in one of the pages in the very back if you need it out there, but people don't care. They want to know that you can help me sleep better. They want to know that you can help me lose weight. They want to know that you can help me with my child who has ADD. They want to know, you know, and they want to know how you're going to do it. They don't care how specifically what the modality is. They just want to know that you can help me and there's a benefit at the end, that you're solving my problem. if you can talk to your client, or market to your clients about how you solve their problem, you're doing something that probably three quarters of your competitors aren't doing.
Well said, and I completely agree with that. Cool. That's why I like in each of these episodes, I'm very quick with getting into the actual content. I could spend 3 minutes talking about myself, but no one really wants to hear that.
They don't care who you and I are. They want to know what we have to say.
They care about the value that we can provide, and then they keep coming back, and then they start to care a little bit only after we've provided all the value. So definitely lead with value and solving their problems.
Yes. And that's probably the biggest challenge that I have. And I got to tell you, there are some websites that I've built that are out there that the client wouldn't listen and say, and then we went back and redid it because it wasn't working for them. The other challenge I think that a lot of people feel is that websites aren't relevant. Why should I spend X number of dollars for a website when I can do all this free stuff on social media? Right. Well, if you do that, you don't own it. It's not yours. Your online presence is not something that you control, and it's done in sound bites. So you only tell what your business does, or what you believe, or whatever it is that you want your audience to know in 30 to 60 second sound bites or read. With a website, you could go into the whole story. And by saying people don't care about you, it doesn't mean that they don't want to know your story, because they want to know how your story and your experience is going to help them. There's a very subtle shift there and a very, very subtle definition to that. But a website is a base for all of your social media. So if you're putting a post, you drive them back to your website, because it will always be there and it will always be yours.
Yeah, that's a really great point, because Facebook, for instance, when it was first starting out, you could be organic and win. Yeah. But now it's increasingly pay to play. That's why Facebook advertising is such a big boom, not just for Facebook, but also the marketers who specialize in that category. And that's just one example. I mean, if any social network can change any of its algorithms at any time, but your website is your website and your email list is your email list. You get to make up all the rules there. There's less distractions. So I mean, really, really awesome stuff from Lori about the whole website and how it's different from all these other options. And the website is also great because you can solve people's problems. But the thing is, it's great when you get people there. So I know Lori has a much deeper online program called Make Your Marketing Simple, which will be in the show notes. But I am wondering if you go a little deep into the marketing about how do we actually get people onto our websites so all of these other good things can happen.
Sure. There's a lot of different ways. And part of that way of getting people onto your website is through social media. You just have to use it in the right way and not make it the only thing that you do. There's a couple of things that Google, Google is the granddaddy of where they, where you're placed. And there's a couple of things that Google likes. In the old days, it was based on a bunch of algorithms. And I remember, in 2010, we were writing blogs just to get new content up there, and nobody ever read them. That wasn't the purpose of them then. And, quite honestly, there are some blogs that we put out that probably we shouldn't have, because they didn't make sense or whatever. And, one company called us and said, "Did you read this?" Nobody ever reads them. Well, now people do. So having new, fresh content in a consistent content base going onto your site, whether it's updating your frequently asked questions. If you have a client that asks you questions that you've never had answered before, put that on your website. Either make it a blog post or add it to your frequently asked questions. But it's telling Google that you're in business, that you're working, that you're actively marketing your company, and you're doing things to improve your website. They also want to make sure that the language is simple. And, Jeff Foxworthy had his show, "Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?" Well, you pretty much want to make sure your content is about at a fifth grade level, because you want it readable. Forget all the little, if you have plugins on the back of your site that gives you red and green and yellow, forget all of that because half the time they don't work. But you know, you want to make sure that your content is readable, that it addresses pain points, that it's in your client's language, not yours. So if you're talking in words that are specific to your industry that only you or your colleagues know, you're not talking to your client because they don't understand that. So you want to talk in your market. And that will drive people also. So keeping your content current, keeping it active, changing it out. You know, the analogy I use is for a lot of business, it's, you know, it's a big expense. Buying a car. You don't, you know, buy a car and have it sit in the garage. Well, most of us don't. And have it sit in the garage. We have to change the oil. We put gas in it. We drive it to make it go. And your website's the same way. You need to maintain it to make it go and to market it.
I really like the car analogy. We also had another, a lot of car analogies that I've been noticing lately. Like episode 350, that one has another car analogy.
But can we give you another one?
It really works. But all joking aside, I mean, it's really like all these insights are really great. Like social media is great for promoting, but you want to do more than that. A big one was creating the content for your consumer. One of the things that I personally do is when I see that, like, my audience evolves. So yeah. It's not like, like when I first started, people wanted all my Twitter stuff. So I did that. Then people wanted content marketing. So I did that. Yeah. A lot of people now, they want to become best-selling authors and podcasters.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That is the kind of content I'm creating now. So I have evolved in terms of what content I create to match how my audience has evolved over time. So definitely something.
And that's a sign of a great marketer. You evolve to what your audience needs. And you produce some great content. I'm on your list and I get your stuff and it's like, wow. Wow. That's kind of cool. Wow. So I always learn something, you know, from your stuff. So it's, you know, so you produce some really good content and your podcasts have been great. You know, going back and preparing for today and listening to some of your podcasts. So
I appreciate you listening to Breakthrough Success. I also appreciate you, whether, I mean, I don't know where every listener is right now. I mean, I know some of you could be driving. This could be your commute. I know some of you could be grocery shopping right now, but whatever it is that you're doing, thank you so much for tuning into Breakthrough Success and listening to this really awesome interview. And I think listening to podcasts, Breakthrough Success especially, of course, but it's a really great habit, in all honesty, like to be consuming all this educational content because it helps you grow. So Lori, I'm wondering if you could share with us some of the habits that you've developed that you feel had a big impact on you.
From a marketing standpoint or just a small business standpoint?
Oh, let's do marketing. Let's focus on that.
Okay. You know, probably the wrong, because I tend to be very squirrel.
Good to be honest. You know,
Yeah. Very honest. Shiny object syndrome is one of the things that I fight. So I'll sit down to start to write a blog and then I'll go somewhere else. But the biggest thing that I did that has helped me is I hired somebody to help me. You know, I love marketing and I finally learned that I can't do it myself for me. You know, doctors don't treat themselves for a reason. I'm certainly directing it. I'm giving it all the information and they're doing the physical thing, which is where I tend to not have time to do is the physical posting and the doing it. You know, she's setting up an email campaign for me. So there's a couple of different things but the biggest thing was hire somebody to help you where you're not the strongest or you don't have time because that will go a lot. And I think as small business owners, which kind of relates, we get into this, I have to do it all. This is my area of expertise, so I have to do it. And I just get tired of saying to my clients, do as I say, not as I do, because I'm not doing it. So that became my goal this year. And that's actually a pretty recent goal. It wasn't a New Year's resolution. I had others of those, but pretty recent, you know, realized that, especially doing the podcasts and stuff, you know, being guests on podcasts, which I've loved. I've got to up my game on that. So there's other strengths that I have. So So that's one of the things I've done. The other thing that I've done that I think is important is to just constantly educate.
Yeah.
You know, listen to podcasts. There are some, you know, Breakthrough Success, but there's also some other great business podcasts. There's some that, you know, that are talking about marketing. They talk about podcasting. They talk about books. They talk about just any number of things. And I think by listening and educating yourself on some of those will be good for you. Read books. You know, I Google the top 10 business books that are current for the week and get some great suggestions. And I've become a business stalker of a gentleman who's real into content named Mark Schaefer, who I think is the bomb. Mark yeah. Schaefer, I can send you stuff. I love his writing. He's funny and he explains things very clearly. So he speaks near and dear to my heart. And I've learned a tremendous amount from him.
Yeah, I like Mark Schaefer as well. He was also a guest on Breakthrough Success. So we will.
Oh, I didn't see it. I'll have to go back and look. I didn't see that one. Yeah, after 350 episodes, I must have missed it.
Yeah, we'll throw that link in there. He's a great guest. I mean, but a lot of, just the fact that learning constantly, knowing your strengths, knowing your weaknesses, yeah. and even delegating some stuff and having the right people around you. Like I delegate stuff that I could easily do on my own, but I just choose not to because
exactly. I
focus on the few things that matter the most. So really great insights on some of the habits that guide you throughout the journey. One thing I mentioned earlier in this episode is Lori's course, Make Your Marketing Simple. That will be in the show notes. She also has a freebie. I'm wishing myself luck in advance for one specific word in there. We call it
three simple marketing tips. I delegated that.
Create clarity, specificity,
yay,
and momentum for your business. We got specificity right there. We go. Where else can we find you? All those will obviously be in the show notes, but where else can we find you?
Yeah, I really do actually, in spite of laughing about it, I do have some social media presence. Facebook, it's Igniting Your Business. Twitter, it's Lori A. Lyons _. That's Lori, the initial A, Lyons _, all one word. Instagram, it's Lori A. Lyons _, or Ignite _marketing is my business account. And then LA Lyons is LinkedIn. So Lori, I gave them to y'all.
What do we have also?
I said I gave them all to you.
All right. Well, all those will be in the show notes, marketcabrera.com/E365. We're finally at the time where if you listen to one episode, you have the ability to listen to one episode every day for a whole year since we hit the 365 mark. And it's definitely great that we had Lori with us for episode 365. So I greatly appreciate you taking the time to be on Breakthrough Success.
That's an honor to be 365. That's cool. So I really appreciate it. I enjoyed it. It was fun. You know, it's, I enjoyed meeting. We met at New Media Summit. So I've been excited about being on this. Looking forward to it.